This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
And we are back. This is Enterprise Biz Bytes with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. On the show today, we are asking you if you are a fan of the buy now, pay later model. Why or why not? You have 14 minutes to get in touch with us, 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp. You can also chime in, participate in our poll. At BFM Radio is our handle to reach us on Twitter and on Instagram. But for now, we're going to talk about NFTs, what are they, where do they come from, and what do they mean for the future of not just crypto, but finance? Now, NFTs have been taking the internet by storm and have doubled their total volume in US dollars in the month of February alone, selling for fortunes from niche marketplaces to world-famous auction houses. I think it's called Christie's, right?
Christie's. Yes. Okay, so what does NFT mean? An NFT is a non-fungible token existing on a blockchain. Fungible. I'm going to find out what that means. A token is the sign of ownership in asset. As a blockchain is transparent, it's easy for all to see who is the owner of what token.
Okay, so you want to know what fungible means.
Thank you.
So fungible refers to an asset that is easily exchangeable. So a dollar is very fungible. A ringgit is very fungible. You know, for example, like you can come and borrow a pound of sugar to bake a cake and then buy me another pound of sugar when you go to the supermarket. So it doesn't matter that sugar is different, but as long as it's like replaceable and exchangeable. And so NFT is non-fungible tokens.
So a non-fungible token is a unique token that isn't easily exchangeable with another. Mm-hmm. Because of this, artworks have been selling in the blockchain for millions of dollars, or in this case, a blockchain native currency, Ethereum.
Yep.
The most famous NFT artist so far is Beeple, or Mike Winkelmann, the real name, who first sold 21 pieces of artwork for a total of $3.5 million. He then went on to sell his masterpiece Every Days, the first 5,000 days at Christie's for $6.5 million.
Imagine that. And recently, sports fans have spent like $230 million trading NBA Top Shot cards. The ownership and the scarcity of these cards are insured by the Ethereum blockchain. And recently, a rare LeBron James highlight sold to the highest bidder for some $200,000, Frida. Football trading card platform Serraria saw the unique 2020-2021 Kylian Mbappe card sell for $65,000.
Cards, huh? Yeah. So why would anyone pay for this is my question. The crazy thing about these purchases is that anyone can download Beeple's artwork or LeBron's highlight. It is as simple as clicking save image on your laptop.
Yeah, yeah.
What buyers are after is not the artwork in itself, but the proof of ownership for the artwork. So at the end of the day, it's still about showing off. NFTs represent a way for art collectors to financially encourage their favorite artists online. However, civil issues remain with the NFT market because the main currency exchange is Ethereum. Mm-hmm. Transaction fees are very high, and it's normal to have to pay $50 to transfer the property title of an NFT from its creator to the buyer.
Yeah.
Adding onto the cost, these platforms also increase the carbon footprint of the Ethereum network. But you know, if you're spending $6.5 million, what's $50 to transfer? I'm just thinking.
Now, because of this, Ethereum is planning to change its architecture by the beginning of next year so that it's more eco-friendly because of all the carbon footprint from NFTs. Some marketplaces have found technical solutions to these limitations as well. Drops.is, an incoming NFT project, lets you do a lot more with NFTs than just buy and sell. It allows users to create NFTs, bid, stake, take loans as well by using NFT as a collateral. Now, it's also using a layer 2 solution by building on Polygon Network, reducing the costs of these transactions to a few cents, which are paid for by the platform itself, and also trying to reduce the important environmental costs.
And tomorrow we'll be teaching you what Polygon means. Anyway, the new creator economy, the most exciting part of the NFT revolution is that artists specialized in digital arts will finally be compensated for their work.
Yeah.
So until now, it's very hard for artists to monetize their creations because of the very nature of digital art and its infinite reproducibility, which means people just copycat, copy and paste,
yes.
Right? Mainstream artists have caught on to this trend, and Kings of Leon released the latest album as an NFT.
Yeah, also Grimes, Lindsay Lohan, Chohan, Soulja Boy, they've all released NFTs representing music, digital artworks, or even the ownership of a limited edition vinyl. Also, you know, speaking of that, tomorrow at 10 p.m. on The Pulse, if I'm not mistaken, our boys from Night Shift will be speaking to
Kings
Thomas,
of Leon.
Thomas or Tom, oh, I wish. Thomas or Tom from CoinGecko about, you know, actually selling your albums using NFTs.
Right, okay.
Buying albums using NFTs as well.
Here I thought it would be
Kings of Leon. Right. So I guess NFTs are kind of a hot item right now, you know, with the crypto craze and all. And as mainstream artists start to discover them, this will only become more popular. But if you want to hear what's happening right now, tune in tomorrow, 10 p.m. on The Pulse. Coming back to our main story, are you a fan of the buy now, pay later model? Frida, let's
wrap it up. A no at 49.7%, only for some products at 37%. Yes, that's gone up by a little bit, 9.4%, and only for some industries at 3.9%.
On Instagram, it's still 83% who say no, they're not fans of BNPL. 17% say yes, and we have some messages.
Yes, this is from Chai Yao Yang. He says, buy now, pay later sounds really good. I'm all for it, but does sound a little too good to be true. As with other contracts you sign with other companies, you need to understand what you're signing up for. The negativity surrounding it got me thinking it's similar to sex education, such a taboo in Malaysia. So, you know, so the, I guess the same with spending.
Over on Instagram, we've got Mayul who says, yes, but only on long-term usage products like a high-end smartphone because it lasts. Scott Lee says, yes, it stretches my money as well as helps to build up my credit profile. Shark says, 0% installments is a double-edged sword. Good or bad depends on how well you use it. We also have a response from Nick who says, it gives you a false sense of security. Eng says, no, because it encourages mindless consumerism, especially you're going to be spending on luxury goods.
Right.
And we have a few more to get to, but let's look at the messages on Twitter.
Right. Okay. So we've got here from Mr. Fluidhead. He says, buy now, pay later is a predatory scheme. Tak ada duit, jangan beli. Know the difference between needs and wants. Okay. Salman Rawala said, I prefer to save first before buying instead of getting something and paying later. This also creates value and satisfaction once I get it after going through the struggle of saving money for it. Good, Salman. Okay, SB Jaffa says, credit cards are already doing that for decades. Credit cards are the devil's children. Okay, Haja, I think it's an evil product, trapping people into debts while getting them to spend more.
Okay, I'm just going to wrap up with just a few more from Instagram. We've got Lloyd who says, as long as you are spending within your means, la. And then we've also got Calvin who says, this way of restructuring of our reasonably large payments allows us to have some money to invest. I guess that's a good point as well, you know. Thank you everyone for all your messages. I'm so sorry we couldn't read all of them. It's just gone crazy on Instagram. Of course, that was our top story of the day. We were talking about the buy now, pay later model and if it's here to stay. We then moved on to a story about
Clubhouse.
Yes, and its meteoric rise. And finally, of course, we capped the show off with the story about NFTs, crypto's next $1 billion thing. Now, if you missed out on any part of this show, the podcast will be up. The podcasts will be up on our website, bfm.my, within the hour. You can also look for them on the BFM app, on iTunes, or on Spotify, anywhere else you get your podcast fix. Frida and myself will be back again same time tomorrow for more Enterprise BizBytes. And we're already trying to figure out a way that we can maybe do this on Clubhouse too, right, Frida?
Yes, she say, go get an iPhone. No! Okay, anyway.
I lend you mine. All right, but till tomorrow then, I'm going to leave you with a bit of Kiss with Detroit Rock City. Catch you again tomorrow. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.